Hey y'all, it's Baylor the Great letting y'all know about my show BTG for President, dropping every Thursday, a part of the Rare Signers Network. Go ahead and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher. Better yet, just type in BaylorTheGreat.com and experience the pure Baylorism, from my opinions being better than your facts to my strategic plans on becoming the next president of the United States. You know, I'm giving y'all the no-nonsense from the Southern California perspective. You know, the same place where Ricky and Kane got shot. That's BTG for President, a.k.a. the Professional Californian.
I got to check two bags because I bought out the Nike store yesterday. What are the chances we come back to Portland and we see the people directing planes in my Nike cross trainers?
You're taking one too.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, Fireball.
Yep.
No, the Buffalo Wild Wings hasn't settled. No, I'll just give me a drink. Give me a little one, little guy.
That's how Pete Carroll used to sell top recruits.
With Fireball shots?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, Baylor?
Hey, how we doing?
Good. We just poured a little shots of Fireball. Get the day started.
Oh, man. That's the best. That's breakfast right there.
Oh, thank you for coming on the show. We took a look at your website, listened to a couple episodes. We're excited about talking Lakers, but also talking about your presidency run for next term.
Yeah, if you need a campaign manager, I can hold it down in the Pac Northwest.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to clear that up. I'm gonna have to clear that up. It's a misunderstanding with the whole running for office thing, but I'll clear it up.
We need you.
I know it's a lot of work though. You know, I still got to watch my Lakers, and that takes half of my time.
Bailey, I think I can get you an old rundown bus that we can refurbish. Get you up and down the West Coast at least.
Wait, well, yeah, as long as you get me a driver, then we
good. Yeah, good. We'll get you some TV, some surround sound, and season pass, so you won't even miss your Lakers.
Oh, now that's what I like to hear there.
How long you been a Lakers fan, Baylor?
I'm born and raised in L.A., so I couldn't help it.
Yeah,
I was practically, you know, I was actually born two blocks away from the Forum, so.
Now, when the Clips had Lob City, did that take any of your fandom?
No, not at all. But I support them because, like, what a lot of people don't understand is that we don't even look at the Clippers as a rival. It's kind of like seeing your it's kind of like seeing your little brother do good for a little bit.
So, Baylor, a little bit about us. So, we have a podcast, obviously, that we started. We were friends out east. When we lived in New York. So we came back and we started a podcast focused on West Coast sports predominantly. The idea being we packaged that content and sent it back to the contingent of people out east, but we obviously have listeners on the West Coast, focus on college football, college basketball, pro sports.
That's big. That's a dope idea.
Yeah. So the idea
I don't know if I could do the same thing and go back east.
Yeah, so we Western Standard Time is obviously a play on Eastern Standard Time, so we focus on all West Coast sports, and then the idea eventually being is that we'll package content nightly. So, like, we went to the Blazers game last night. We did a recap, talked about it, published it, and then, you know, if you want to say you're a Blazers fan living on the East Coast or wherever, then you get that content right when you wake up.
So, yeah. are you guys Portland fans?
No, I grew up in the Bay Area, so I'm a Warriors fan. I live in LA now. So I go to Lakers games and I watch. That's probably the team I watch the most. But we just love sports and we love West Coast sports and we love going to West Coast sporting events.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I thought you guys were Portland fans because I'm like, oh, yeah, they took a tough one last night. So did we.
Yeah, exactly. Last night was rough. Today's going to be Harden's on fire.
Yeah.
It's going to be funny to watch.
Yeah. No, we just picked Portland as a way to meet up, do some episodes, and watch Rockets and, you know, OKC, a back-to-back in Portland.
Yeah.
I think Carey, so we interviewed a guy, Carey, that wrote a book on the Geoblazers.
Yeah. Have you heard about this book, Baylor?
No, not at all.
So it's called Jailblazers, and it's about how the Portland Trailblazers became the bad boys of basketball. And it goes from 1995, I believe, to like 2005. So we're talking Rasheed Wallace, Bonzi Wells, Zach Randolph.
Bonzi Wells was my guy. Oh, my God.
J.R. Ryder, Damon Stoudemire. They chronicle, he talks about like the stuff that happened off the court, and then they were winning, and they interview police beat writers, the stewardess for the team plane, all the four coaches. And it sounds like a great book. I remember those Trailblazers or Jailblazers.
Now that you say that, I kind of remember hearing something about that, but I don't think I dug into it. But yeah, that's dope. That's dope. I know one of my favorite players of all time was a part of that. I guess that era, so to speak. You know, Scottie Pippen.
Ah,
yeah,
Pip. Something just came out in the media how he mentored someone. I forget who.
In Portland?
Yeah, he mentored someone. I'll figure that. But they also, Baylor, they all also talk about the book starts off with the game where it was the Western Conference Finals.
And against your Lakers.
that was bittersweet.
They were up like 18 with 10 seconds left in the third, and Brian Shaw banked in a three. Send it in the fourth quarter.
B-Shaw.
And then they missed 15 straight shots, and the Lakers came back and won the game.
Yeah, yeah. They say Vegas had a lot to do with that, but I don't know. That was bittersweet for me because I spoke about this on my sports podcast is that I was a huge Scottie Pippen fan, and I like Jordan, but I love Scottie, and I felt like Scottie never got the respect that he deserved from a lot of the fans, and so I wanted him to get that seventh ring so bad, but I was like, I don't know if you can get it through my Lakers, though.
What I appreciated about Scottie, it was the year that one of the years Jordan was away, and Scottie took the Bulls to the conference finals. It was him and
Kobe. Yeah.
And I was like, all right, Scottie's for real. He doesn't need Jordan. He's taking them to the conference finals. They didn't win, but he had a great year that year. He put the Bulls on his back.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. I think that was when he ended up running for MVP.
Yeah.
They ended up giving it to, who did they give it to, Olajuwon?
It was either Olajuwon. Yeah, I think you're right. It probably was Olajuwon.
Hey, Baylor, you mentioned Vegas. Are you a gambling man?
Yes, I go to college football opening weekend. I go to Vegas every year with the fellas.
Wow. How'd you do this year?
Oh, it's terrible. It was bad.
All right, if you're a betting man today, who you got? Texans, Colts, Cowboys, Seahawks.
I was told never to bet with my heart. But I just can't pick. I can't pick the Cowboys anytime. I just can't. I can't do it. I'm a Raiders fan, so we got a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans out here, and I religiously hate them. But Seattle is on a hot streak right now, so I'm gonna have to go with Seattle. It's a toss up between the Colts and the Texans. Even though the Colts is hot, just like the Seahawks. I got a secret love. I'm a UCLA fan, but I got a secret love for Clemson. So, you know, that guy over there, under snap over there for Houston, I'm going for him. We traded away Khalil Mack, I want him to do well, but I don't want him to do well. So I'm picking the Eagles for the upset. And who else? Oh, yeah, and then I hated Phillip Rivers his whole career, but I respect his career, and I'm pushing for an LA versus LA Super Bowl. So I'm going with and I refuse to call them the LA Chargers. So I still call them San Diego. But I would like to see the Chargers and the Rams in the Super Bowl.
You're not, Baylor, you're not part of the Bolt gang.
Are part of the who?
Bolt Gang.
Yeah, the Chargers hashtag on Instagram or any social media is Bolt Gang.
Oh, I hate everybody in the AFC West except for
Now, we wanted to talk basketball, but we might have to talk a little football while the playoffs are going. So, you're a Raiders fan. There's two other teams in LA. Are you going to be a Raiders fan, I'm assuming, when they move to Vegas?
Yeah, it's all about the logo. I'm upset. It's sad because it's like seeing your it's like seeing your first girlfriend move away.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So
move four more times.
Yeah, you only connect with her through Facebook, but
you can't call her at 2 a.m.
Oh no, and she doesn't look the same either. But I'm a part of the cult, man. I've been just like the Lakers. I've been a Raiders fan since I was born. It was just something that I was born into. I wake up and there's a Raider hat, and the Laker game is on. So it's just something that I was grown into. I've over the years paying attention to the sports. I like the Bulls. For some reason, I got attached to Green Bay. I think it was because of Brett Favre, maybe.
Yeah.
And that was it, you know. And I don't like baseball at all, but I do support the Dodgers. Any team that's rocking in L.A. besides the Rams and the Chargers.
Hey, Baylor, John Gruden's saying that he's got players calling him, wanting him to come play for the Raiders.
I need to be on the other end.
I was gonna say,
don't worry, we gave Gruden your Twitter handle.
I'm probably the only Gruden fan right now. So, I'm giving him 2 years. I mean, after this, because I know how difficult it is to build. He's trying to build an organization probably similar to the Patriots, and God knows I hate them. Please let's not bring them up.
Hey Bailey, you're Gruden. Right now, who are you calling? You got three calls to make to try to recruit players. Give me the position and the players that you're calling. You need a quarterback. I don't think
Carr. Wow, you don't like Carr?
No.
Wow, you don't like Carr?
Carr's not your guy. I don't think – I mean, between Jalen Richard and the Mighty Hamster.
You need someone in the backfield.
D'Wayne Washington, you're not getting
it
done.
Le'Veon Bell is, of course, that rings.
Whoa! I like that phone call.
not AB, though. Because, like you said, if you feel like Carr is not the answer, then I don't want to waste a receiver's career. You know? But you definitely need a running game, and he's practically the running game and passing game for the most part. If I'm Gruden, I'm definitely working on the offensive and the defensive line, which is kind of ironic because you got rid of one of the best pass rushers in the universe. But I guess I kind of understood.
Do you call? Do you call Mac back?
Oh no, you can't call a Mac back. You can't do that. You can't do that.
You apologize. I'm sorry.
You apologize without even calling them back. You have to apologize for getting rid of them, period.
We go back to the girlfriend analogy. You broke up with her.
Yeah, she lost 20 pounds.
Oh, smoking hot. Smoking hot. The only thing that you can do is just send her Christmas presents every year without expecting anything in return.
Yeah, you send her a Christmas card with just you and her dog, or you and your dog, so she knows you're still single.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, to me, I'm just working on the defense, which we haven't had since God knows when.
I mean, you had Bruce Irving and some players that just I don't know if they didn't work out. If the scheme wasn't there, I feel like
the thing was the our playoff run, which was 2 years ago, that was the strength. That was the strength of our offense and one defensive player because we were still ranked like 23rd overall.
Was that the year Carr got hurt and Connor Cook was the quarterback?
Connor Cook.
Oh God! And look, I tried to lie to myself so bad about Connor Cook. I really did. I really did. I said, man, I watched him in college. He got a strong arm. Man, boy, did he wet the bed.
They say about quarterbacks like that is the word serviceable.
That backup for life.
Yeah, yeah.
His nickname is Clipboard Connor for a reason.
it's hard to find a quarterback. We thought Carr. I'm not giving up on Carr yet. Not yet.
I'm not giving up either. I think Gruden can do some things on the offensive side, get some players, and I think Carr will his better days are ahead of him.
I mean, Jared Cook looked good. All right, Baylor, I got a forecast for you. If you don't follow hockey, that's fine, but you should know that the first year that the Las Vegas Knights played,
they won a championship.
They won the championship, or I think they made it to the finals. I don't know if they won.
No, they lost to the Red Wings.
No,
I thought they won.
No, I think they went to the finals and they lost to someone. But where I was,
we'll fact check it.
Where I was going with this is their home record. Their first year was like 38-4. So what I'm saying,
we know why that's a home field advantage.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Can you imagine Gruden calling, hey, where's the opposing team staying? They're over at
the Venetian.
Yeah, they're at the Venetian. Let's send in some talent.
I mean, we do realize that they kept pro teams away from Vegas for so long, and we know why.
Yeah.
So are you going to the first game in Vegas?
I'm gonna try because I've heard about the parking situation, so that's gonna be difficult.
Where's the stadium gonna be?
It's right there. As soon as you drive in to the left, it's right there.
Yeah,
all the land in Vegas, and you couldn't get a parking lot.
Oh, I think they're gonna suspend like a club above the stadium.
Really?
Yeah. A club full on gambling, and you look down on the game.
You get bottle service?
You know it's going to be ridiculous. You know, once they get a hold. You get
Roxanne on your lap. You're betting on the roulette table real time, and you got Derek Carr throwing interceptions behind you.
And you know the Vegas rules. If you're at the table gambling, that's free drink. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, that combination right there, alcohol, Raiders, free drinks, it'll never work out. My family already know they're not allowed to come to any Raider games that involve the Chargers, Chiefs, Cowboys, Patriots, 49ers. You know, they can't come.
Who does that leave? The Browns?
Probably. I want to say, like, yeah, not even the Texans anymore, because they beat us in the wild card.
Yeah, Baylor, who wins the Super Bowl?
Ooh.
I told you, like, I would like to see a L.A. versus L.A., but that's just being biased. I'll give it to the Saints. You know, the Saints and Patriots might meet up.
I can see that. Breeze kind of being – that he rides off on a high note.
Yeah.
Eventually retires.
And they've got all home games, too. Like, and they're tough to beat in the Dome.
The Saints fans have a little bit of the Raiders nation in them.
Yeah, they a little – well, I don't know if anybody is nuttier than us.
I'd agree with that. I mean, we got the 12s, and we're not nutty. We're just
– Philly fans are pretty tough. Eagles.
I can't stand them. Oh, God, I can't stand
What if
them.
Foles takes them to the Super Bowl?
Wow.
What do you – if you're Carson
– Everybody has to eat pro. Everybody, including the Eagle fans.
Baylor, if I'm you, I'm hoping that happens, and then you make that call to Carson Wentz.
To come to play for the Raiders?
Oh, yeah.
Carson Wentz? Oh, man, I hated on him for a whole year.
Him in a Raider uniform, is that an upgrade over Carr?
No. It depends which Wentz shows up.
You know what, though? You know what pisses me off about Carr is that he won't extend the play. That's my only issue with him. He won't extend the play, and as soon as he hears somebody breathing, he throws it out of the goddamn stadium.
He's got reoccurring nightmares.
Yeah, I get it. I don't think he should have been in the game at that time, too, against the Colts, if I'm not mistaken. I think we was up by – I'm not sure. I can't remember. It was heartbreaking, though.
It was one of those, yeah, where he got – I mean, did they already have the playoff spot locked up?
Yeah. Well, prior to that, we was looking at trying to get – we was in contention for the first or the second seed. And I said, yeah. Oh, a rematch with the Patriots will be lovely right now. And Vegas got to be on our side this time.
The Tuck, what was the rule where Gordon or Gruden was coaching?
The Tuck rule. That is one thing that I would never forgive in my life.
That was
is the Tuck rule. That hurts me till this day. And that's why I hate the Patriots and I hate Brady.
I heard Brady's one of his kids' name was Tucker.
No way.
Yeah. Baylor, what outside of the presidency, what are you bringing up in future episodes?
My episodes are pretty much random. One day I could be talking about coaching these kids. Next minute I could be talking about we just had a bowling alley shooting out here. I don't know if you guys heard about it. No. That was pretty bad. It was pretty bad to the point where my fellow podcasters up in Detroit sent me a message asking if I was okay. And I was like, yeah, I'm not on that side of town, but thanks for looking out. We got that going on. It just depends. I think one of my next episodes is going to be talk about the top five comedians, my top five personal comedians of all time.
Just close those now. Or do you want to save it for
yours? No.
You don't have to give them to us in order. It can be random.
Yeah, because I really don't have a favorite. I don't have, I don't have a. Oh, that's another thing too.
I don't think my.
Hey, I watched one of his specials on Netflix. It wasn't bad. I don't know why I watched it though.
He's just too goofy for me.
What about Tosh? Daniel Tosh is. He's hard.
Yeah. The Seinfeld is not in my top five, but I like him a lot. But I'm more.
What about Aziz?
Who?
Aziz.
No. Not him either.
Kevin Hart?
No, definitely not. No. Absolutely.
Chappelle.
Yeah.
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor is not in my top five, and that's the reason we're having the show, because a lot of people feel like he should be in my top five, but
he's my number one.
My number one, if I had to put a number one, it might be Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. I go Richard one, Eddie two.
It's kind of like, okay, and I'm sounding like a hypocrite, but it's kind of like the whole Michael Jordan, Kareem thing. I feel like Kareem is the best overall basketball player ever.
I agree with that.
But I never got to really sit there and watch him play. I was young. Yeah. But I've seen Michael Jordan's whole career.
So is so LeBron that, number three then?
We got to do this, huh?
Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
I mean, we talked about
I would say this. Right now, LeBron. I didn't have LeBron in my top five at first. Actually, I had him right behind Bird. Bird was in my top five.
But ever since he self-proclaimed himself the greatest of all time, he popped in your top five. See, that worked.
Yes.
No. Well, the thing
Jedi
is,
mind tricked you. Yeah. Don't give in.
Well, the thing is, it's mandatory that before he leaves in his 4-year contract, we got to have at least one ring. I'm just saying one.
Yeah.
You know, if he wins in the West. And if he wins more than once, he has to be number one of all time.
I'm not going to argue that.
I know a lot of Jordan fans is not going to like that, but I mean, we talking about winning on both sides. His finals record is trash. Him and Jerry West is brothers when it comes to that. You know, they have a terrible finals record, but Jesus, I give points to people who have been to the finals and lost, you know, because I mean, at least you've been there.
So LeBron has 4 rings, correct?
If he ends his career with 4 rings,
no, he has 4 now, right?
No, he only has 3.
You got 2 in Miami, 1 in Cleveland.
1 in Cleveland, yep.
All right, so you're saying he wins 2 more? He needs to get 5 rings.
He got to at least get 5. Yes.
Okay.
He has to, because the Jordan fans are going to fight that.
Yeah.
At least that extra nudge will come from the fact that he won in the West, or just won in the other conference. Period.
The championship. I guess the 3 championships he have are a little bit watered down. In that, the West was the dominant conference for that time.
Right. Yeah. Right. The real question is, if Curry gets another ring or two, is he bumped up in the top five point guards of all time?
I don't know if he is.
Well, let's talk about it. I mean, in no order, you got Magic, Stockton.
Thank you. Jason, Stop right there. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad Stockton is the second best point guard of all time.
Yes.
Without rings.
Without hesitation.
He is, if you were building a point guard from scratch, you start with John Stockton.
Absolutely.
Then if you throw some extra seasoning on there, that might be Magic. But without that, you have, oh my God, Stockton is the second best point guard of all time. He can make my team.
Yeah. Was Jerry West a point guard?
Two guard.
He was like
a small combo guard, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I guess he could do both.
I feel like Bob Cousy was John Stockton before John Stockton.
Oh. Okay. I can go with that.
Yeah, let's run with it.
And does everyone forget about Isaiah Thomas?
Just because, you know why though.
Yeah, no, I mean he tarnished his legacy, his on the court legacy with what he did off it after.
When he was in the management position.
Yeah, that's how you remember Isaiah, how he demolished the Knicks
and some. But he took yourself out of the boys' club once he started hating on Bird though. You can't do that. Bird can come to the barbecue.
what was he, the French from, what was his nickname?
Isaiah?
No, Bird.
The Hick from French Lick.
Yeah, the Hick from French Lick. Bird was nasty. Where do you think the Lakers finish this year?
Shit, it's scary right now. We need Bron back. They said we can't close a game out for. Sorry. Can I cuss?
You can't.
Do you, Baylor?
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know if I. Well, we can't do nothing right now because we can't. We can't close out a game. And no one is.
You're telling me Brandon Ingram or Jason Hart aren't closing out a game for you?
I think Hart can do it. I just don't think he has the confidence to do it.
Because
of the team he's on. Like I feel like he's trying to impress Bron. If he just plays, man, he's good. I watched his whole college career. He's a nice guard. Brandon Ingram is just not the fit. He's going to be the first one out of there. And I think he knows it.
I say that all the time. I say keep Kuz, get rid of Ingram.
I think it's right now. Bron is honestly, this is a strategic thing for him. He wants to see who's going to step up, who's going to be the number two.
He's trying to figure it all out.
I mean, Kuz has been showing that since last year. It's just that he's just not consistent at it. You can still see him. You can still see the little kids in these players.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The confidence as well. Like I've been pushing Zoe since he was at, you know, right down the street in Chino. I'm like, he's an excellent guard. He could defend, and when he wants to go, he can go. He's not, you know, everybody had this thing in their head where he was going to come and replace Kobe. No, he was going to come in here and be a defensive guard, and he likes to distribute the rock. That's it. That's all. They put a lot of pressure on him.
I make this, I wouldn't say a statement, not a comparison, but if you remember when Jason Kidd came into the league, he was not a good three-point shooter.
No,
but
not at all.
He was good at distributing the ball. He'd rebound. He'd defend. And then his shooting came over time. So I think with Lonzo, I think it's going to come. It's just going to take a little bit.
Yeah. A great, great basketball minds often compare him to Jason Kidd. So, you know, I'm not sure where they got the whole Kobe thing. But when haven't they gotten it wrong when they, you know, say these type of players have potential to be Tracy McGrady? Like Wiggins came in being compared to Tracy McGrady and Bron at the same time. I said, how?
Yeah,
people
and also didn't Darius Miles get compared to Tracy McGrady too?
People sleep on McGrady on how good he was.
So good.
See, I think he led the league in scoring like 4 out of 5
but
years.
But when they say you have the potential to be like this player, no, they got the potential to be them damn selves first.
Okay, let me do another theoretical with you. Magic, who's the majority owner of the Lakers right now?
Is Genie, ain't it? Genie and
Genie Bus
and her jackass brother.
All right, your Genie and her jackass brother. Who are you calling to on behalf of LeBron?
This offseason.
Not
summer.
Even this offseason. You got to start recruiting now.
You know we tampering. I don't know why people think this.
You ain't cheating. You ain't trying to win.
Just create a burner account.
If you think Vegas is bad, just the Lakers' whole organization is. That's why I call us we're the true dark side. This is the dark side over here.
Absolutely.
I'm only calling KD or AD.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, because I think Kawhi. People got to understand that Kawhi is strange enough to stay there.
Kawhi,
you know,
is
he's not.
If you tell Kawhi to do something, he's going to do the opposite.
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
If you told Kawhi, "I don't want you," he's that girl. Back to the girl analogy. You don't pay attention to her. 3 days later, you're getting a text at 11:30. It says, "Swing by." You're only calling AD or KD.
Can KD play with LeBron?
I don't think he does.
He
doesn't want to be Pippen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I agree with you. I mean, it's hard to play with LeBron. I think his best teammate was Wade, but Wade took a back seat. A lot of these players are willing to take the back seat.
Yeah.
I think AD would be the one guy I could see kind of saying, okay, I'll ride in the sidecar.
But LeBron's getting to the point in his career where I don't want to say he might have to take a back seat to get someone to come.
Yeah.
I agree. Totally.
He's got to make, you're right. He's got to make that shift. If he wants to, if he was in the East, you know, I think it'd be different. Now that you're in the West, you know, and you're playing Houston, you're playing, you know, Oklahoma City. I mean, you go up and down the West. I mean, there's not an easy game. Sacramento is turning around.
They're fun to watch.
So you have to get someone, and you might have to become a little complacent.
You know who I wanted that's not on the radar at all?
I wanted Booker.
Oh, Devin Booker?
Yeah, I wanted Booker.
He's nice.
Because he has that he has it right now.
Yeah.
You know, and he's young. But no, you're right. He has to become that. But this is the hard part. Where does he fit in when they need a bucket? When they need a bucket or
yeah. I mean, if you have Booker on your team right now, you probably have 2 to 3 more wins.
You probably more than that because Booker can close games.
Yeah.
You see him in the fourth? He is nasty in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Organization is so stupid, too. You could probably give up. Yeah. You could probably convince him that Brandon is in the
second. did you just call him stupid?
did you hear that they traded? Who'd they trade? They traded Ariza. And they got the wrong Brooks.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. How does that even happen?
Dylan Brooks.
You could put KD on the back of Brandon Ingram's jersey for a couple nights. You might be able to sweep that deal straight up.
How do you even like? You're sending paperwork back and forth. I'm pretty sure the pictures is next to the name. How does this even happen?
They were doing the what's it called, the birdhouse challenge while they were signing those papers.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Yeah, they got caffeine.
And just before they was about to press the accept button, they said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa!" Someone with some sense came in and said, "Did you read that? Did you really read that?
Did you read the fine print?
The thing that pops up and says, "Are you sure you want to complete this trade?"
Because
you make this transaction.
Yeah, because basically you just gave up Tyson Chandler for some tickets to the Laker game. So.
Oh, so the Lake Show, did they make it to the playoffs this year?
I think they make it. And I think it's going to be interesting. I said, we're giving this year, I don't think this is not a championship run, but y'all can continue to let Magic lie to y'all. When we're hot, then it's, we moving. But when we're losing, we're just letting things play out. And once they get into the playoffs, it's going to be action. The only two teams that I'm afraid of is probably Houston and Golden State, obviously, because Houston just has our number. They just have our number. It's kind of like it's teams that's not in contention, like the Kings. They get on my goddamn nerves.
I'm wearing a shirt right now. It says Young Super Team.
I don't know about that. Yeah. I don't know about that. I don't know if they draft picks is panning out. Well, Fox is.
Fox is. So if you're the Lakers, I think you need at least a 6 seed.
Yeah.
You want a 4-5 matchup, because that means you're probably not getting Houston, OKC, or Golden State
in round one.
In round one, you're probably playing.
But tell me this though. How much ratings would that be if we ended up playing Golden State in the first round?
Oh wow.
That would be LeBron's worst nightmare. He'd be waking up sweaty.
No, I don't know. I think LeBron's not scared of the Warriors.
That's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure for him to win in LA in general, but to play against Golden State, which is probably his personal rivalry, wearing a Laker jersey, and I don't think he's ever been eliminated out of the first round, right?
Well, I think it's
I don't think he has. I think you're right.
I think it's also this too. It's a recruiting year for him. And if you go up against Golden State in the first round and get ran out of the gym, who's going to come to LA?
Yeah.
Anybody that want that bag?
Oh man. Baylor, thanks for the time.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on the show.
I'll let you get back to it. Where are you watching the games today?
I'm going to be at home all day. All day. I'm not moving.
Who's delivering food then?
Either Postmates or
Grab Up.
Yeah, or I'll leave right now before the game start and go pick up some stuff.
So you got Deshaun over Andrew today, and then you're taking Russell over over Dak.
I'm taking myself over Dak. Wow. So
you can't trust a Cowboys quarterback in the playoffs.
I can't trust their owner. So as long as they have that owner, then I can't
trust their coach.
Whoever his agent is, Jesus Christ, he can't do no wrong.
Yeah, Jason Garrett, he's a puppet.
Yeah, he is. That's basically what.
Hey, make sure you watch the Rockets Portland game. I suckered Ben into a bet. We still have this bet. Over under 210 points.
Oh,
210.
I remember that.
210. I took the over.
You took the over. Wow. I'm gonna
go put some cellophane over the buckets right now.
You took the over. You know what? You might be looking good.
Harden went 4 for 24 last night. Man, how'd that happen?
Harden gonna put up 50 of that. So yeah, you know, Dame has this chip on. Dame will all forever play with a chip on his shoulder. So you're looking at least 35 or 40. Yeah, 30. You know, that's the only guard that I would give up Lonzo for.
Ooh, for Dame? He'd be nice with LeBron.
Yeah. When we was talking about that trade earlier, I think it was even before the season started or something like that. I said, I'll give up Lonzo for Dame.
I would do that trade too.
Yeah. Well, have Jeannie call us. We'll make that transaction tonight.
Yeah, can you make that transaction right now so that Lonzo shows up and Dame doesn't play tonight and I want my money?
Well, I've been trying to get in touch with Jeannie, but, you know, her phone is busy. I think she's on the phone with Phil.
What one did you call? The burner?
No, I called the illegal one, the one that she's not supposed to have. the trade off-season one.
Yeah, the conspiracy phone.
The back phone.
It's a flip phone, so just in case we could break it in half if we can
the only people that have that number is AD, KD, and probably Dame.
Yeah, and Tom Brady.
I love it. All Bailey, right. Thanks for the time.
Enjoy. No doubt. We got to do this again, fellas.
Yes, we will.